Man, I let me tell you.
Tell me, Tayson, tell me.
I'm so happy to be doing this right now in this very moment. Any other
moment,
I'd be like, eh, but right now, bro.
Because the vibes, bro.
Vibes are so good right now.
You know what else is so good?
Yeah.
Kirtland Signature Water. Yummy.
So good. Yummy. That's their tagline. printed on every bottle. Hello, everybody. My name is Tayson. The other guy, that's Matthew.
That's me.
And this is Random Talk, the show where two random boys talk.
That's facts.
That's what we do for about an hour or
about
so.
Depends on the content we have prepared.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little stretchier than others. But hey, anyways, we are here.
Get it done.
We are still in October.
Yes, we have two more shows in October.
Which means Halloween is coming up.
That is the fact. Sure.
This episode is going to air on the 19th, so it's in a little over 10 days. 12 to be exact. just a little in 2 weeks we should have one more episode before then, I think.
Yes, sir.
Cool. So we are gearing up for that, and by gearing up for that, I mean we're not doing anything because we don't care. But we are here.
Maybe we'll touch on it next episode.
Anyways, this is season 2, episode 40,
also known as the
Random Talk, as the Jeremy Evans episode. Shout out to NBA slam dunk champion Jeremy
Evans. I watched that. That was my very first dunk contest I watched.
I actually saw somebody had like tagged him in something and he responded to it. I don't know why he felt so like prompted to respond to it, but he did. Sorry, this sounds like way more controversial than it is. It was actually really it was
vaccinated incredible. Or not.
it was incredibly wholesome. But somebody had okay, I'm going to take you through the sequence of events. This is all for Jeremy Evans, by the way. So yep, I hope
this is number 40.
Jeremy, if you see this, if you're out there, man, we appreciate you. Anyways, Josh was like,
Josh?
Don't know. So there's only one athlete I can remember who has said something that made me want to change how I act and who I am. That athlete, Jeremy Evans.
Wow.
And somebody responded to it. Somebody named Brandon. Was like
Dub Brandon
was
or was Brandon
like, just Brandon.
Oh, I heard Dub Brandon.
Yeah, no, Brandon Mason to be exact. His
he's from the hood.
His Brandon. His username is @cowboy_Mason. So I'm guessing he's also known he as Cowboy. anyways, he was like @Jeremy Evans. Hope you know what an impact you made. And I was like, wow, this is such a cute moment.
Wait, what did Jeremy Evans say?
Well, it was the guy, it was Josh, who just out of nowhere was like, you know, there's only one athlete I can remember who has said something that made me want to change how I act and who I am. And that athlete was Jeremy Evans.
Yeah, but what did Jeremy Evans say to make him feel that way?
Josh did not clue me in on that.
Josh, come on.
So hoping we can maybe find some.
It was probably like this.
Context here.
Go listen to Random Talk Podcast. Leave a 5-star review voice memo.
And bro, and that made Josh change.
And that made Josh just change his life. Yep.
Okay, no, I found it. Sorry. We've never gone this deep on a jersey number episode.
That's okay.
Anyways, we're doing it. Okay. So Josh said Evans was weeks at most from not having an NBA contract. And he stops the clinic guy during his interview to confirm that he was still gonna do the tour. Don't know what tour we're talking about.
Probably like a practice facility or something.
Yeah. And Locke, I believe this is in reference to David Locke.
David Locke, probably. Twickle the twine. Shout out to David Locke.
Could not be, but yeah. And Locke stops and says, "You really are the best guy, aren't you?" And Evan said, "Might as well try to be." And I guess that really resonated with Josh. He followed that up with, I should note that when I said not having an NBA contract, I meant his contract with the team was ending. He did sign with Dallas for the following season. That's not really relevant to what we're doing here. But anyways, so, you know, Josh, you know, that was his experience. He was like, wow, Jeremy Evans, you're so cool. Brandon chimed in, was like, hey, Jeremy Evans, you're so cool. Him adding, this is why I'm bringing up Brandon.
Oh, yeah, please. Because
him adding Jeremy Evans is what got his attention. You know, he was like, hope you know what an impact you've made. And Jeremy replied to that and was like, I wasn't the best player I wanted to be, the shooter, ball handler, or defender, and I'm still working to be better. I try to be the best person I could be and leave everyone with an experience of meeting an NBA player, the same one I'd want for myself, for my kids. And I just thought that was a bit of a wholesome moment
there. That is so wholesome.
So shout out to the slam dunk champ himself. Nobody can take that away from him.
Jeremy Evans. And just be yourself every day. That's a little Ram Talk motivation here on the show.
Yeah. Shout out to
dude, like that,
the first half of season one when we were just like, when we were convinced we were going to become motivational speakers.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey man, you never know. But I remember watching that dunk contest where he jumps over the picture frame.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Me too, actually.
Wow. Back when Gordon Hayward legendary had a moment. On shaggy hair.
Genuinely like a historical moment.
That was a turning point in my life. I wanted to be the best slam dunk champion.
That really changed who I wanted to be and how I acted. But no, I remember, you know, this, we're just talking about Jeremy Evans.
Why not?
I remember there was this clip that would go around and the caption of it would always be, no matter who posted it, it was like the best NBA highlight you've never seen. And it was
the one where he blocks and then he goes and dunks it.
And Ronnie Turioff at the time with the Clippers goes up for a mid-range jump shot. Jeremy Evans swats it into next week. Goes, collects the rebound, and really all in one stride.
Amazing.
because Turioff is like chasing him, you know, in transition. He's like, hey, you know, I'm going to try and block you because you just blocked me, whatever. Yeah. And Jeremy Evans jumps up, dusts the rafters. Like,
he saw a little
quicker picker upper.
Quicker picker up.
And he saw a little dust on the ceiling and he wiped it off. And then on his way down, he dunked all over Ronnie Turioff after just humiliating him once, and it was just epic. I mean, you know, it was crazy. It was great.
Go
time.
Watch the clip on YouTube.
I mean, hey, you know, those Jazz teams absolutely sucked.
Garbage.
I mean, truly atrocious. But some of those young guys, man, they had some promise.
They had game. They had some game.
Shout to you, Jeremy Evans. Anyways,
Jeremy Evans, we're gonna tag you in this Instagram photo.
Yeah,
when hopefully, we post it on
hopefully
the
you can
podcast.
You can see this too and give us some love. 5-star review, voice memo. Anyways,
oh man.
Man, I am a little off track here. I'm gonna admit that.
40. That's how we got there. Episode 40. Can you believe it?
Episode 40.
Can you believe it, Jason? 40 episodes. Only 10 left.
I kind of technically can believe it because it's happening right here in front of my eyes. And you know, that makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But in general, it is a pretty wacky concept. I'm gonna be honest.
It's wacky. It's kind of wacky.
It's a wacky concept. But man, I mean, let's just kind of go through the motions here. Matthew, how was your week?
Do you want to cue the intro music or just go week first?
We can cue the intro music. Why not? Are we getting a rap freestyle?
No, I was too busy today to come up with the rap.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Do you have a rap?
You got to come up with one right now.
Well, usually I prepare so I don't embarrass myself.
episode 40.
You could do this, Tayson.
Tayson looking good. He's looking kind of shorty.
Oh, here we go. Five, four,
I'm not going to rap. Just enjoy the music.
Oh, yeah, just enjoy it. 1-0.
All engine running. Liftoff. We have liftoff. That's all you get.
Episode 40, hey, it's kind of like Rick and Morty, hey.
Hey.
That's all you get.
We're good. We're out.
We're done.
One line. It's going to keep going, though.
We're just going to keep talking over it, though.
Hey.
Episode 40.
One might question, what's the point of intro music if you're going to talk over it the whole time? And to that I say, it just helps us. It helps us transition, you know, mentally. You know,
our transitions are seamless.
It helps puts us in the mind of somebody who's, you know, just ready to do a podcast. Anyways.
that's facts.
Matthew, how was your week now that we're here and ready
thank
to
you,
talk
thank
about
you, thank
this?
You, thank you. Yeah, this was the appropriate time to ask that question. Mm-hmm. My week was pretty awesome, pretty dope.
great because, to hear.
Just because we took a family road trip down to St. George.
Mm-hmm.
Always good to get away. It was fall break here for the children, so
yeah.
So we, you know, took a quick trip down to the red rocks in
down red rocks. To the red rocks.
but it was good. Did a lot of hiking. You know my thoughts about hiking. Not a big hiker. I really don't like hiking, but the views are pretty cool. Not the views you get up here though, but so maybe a good hike here and there, but not every day. That's what we don't have to go hiking every day.
Talking about views, you know, we have some views on our YouTube channel, and if you
our transitions are seamless.
My mind galactic. Anyways,
galactic.
If you would like to add to the amount, to the amount of views on our YouTube, go over to YouTube, find
YouTube.com/randomtalk. A bunch of letters on the back.
Yeah. And go watch our past couple of episodes that we've done on YouTube. We are not on YouTube this week. I feel like that's just a disclaimer to throw out there.
Should we go on YouTube next week?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I guess. I don't know. We don't keep our promises here. So
yeah.
Just
no, beware. Definitely not. But you know, shout out to YouTube, shout out to us for being on there. And shout out to us, you, man, for watching. Anyways, with that being said, shout out to the audio only listeners, because not only do you make up the vast majority of our audience,
you know,
but you also take up the vast majority of my heart.
That's right. And you know how some people
post what matters,
like on one platform before the other, and they're like, Insta saw it first or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing here. Like, audio, listen to it first. So you guys came first. But other than like the hiking and the views you could find in St. George and on YouTube, we just chill,
and,
you know?
And when you're the great views, when you're looking at our cute faces on the cover art of this episode, I don't know what we're going to be looking like quite yet. Cause,
I mean, your hair's changed.
This is in the past. My hair has changed. That's
so
a great
I got to take away the red now.
I mean, I'll let you wrap up your week and then I'll get into it. Okay. But yeah, that's a noteworthy subject. The people care. I'm convinced.
Hashtag the people care.
That's what I tell myself before I go to sleep. I'm like, hey man, you know, you did great today on the podcast. You know,
yeah.
You said some stuff that's really gonna stick with
people. The people care. Oh,
you know,
man.
Somebody somebody out there is gonna change the way they live their life because of you today. And I was like, cool. In response to myself.
Yeah,
I was like, nice man. Anyways.
Yeah, a little humble brag there.
Shout out to the rear view, by the
big
way.
Big shout out to the rear view.
Just in general. I mean, like in like a car or just like looking behind you. Shout out to the rear view.
You never know, man.
Rear
never
view.
Know.
What is it? A mirror?
Mirror, yeah.
And the backup cam.
Backup cam's coming clutch.
Some cars be having those. My sister's car has one of those, and let me tell you, it is real fun to look at it. The little
screen. It's fun to look at it. we got a new van a couple months ago that has a backup cam, so you know, very very.
You already know.
You just know.
you know.
You get it. Yeah. But other than the hiking, it's it was good. We saved some grandparents' house. So shout out Gramps.
Some grandparents.
We went to a random
neighborhood who they are.
And we're like,
hey just like
we,
that dream you had. Shout out to that. Ooh.
We recorded it once, took it away from the podcast. But I do remember it.
Spooky times. Man, I know we say this every week, but I've been having some weird dreams, bro.
Really?
I don't know if I'm like eating too much cheese or something, but
yeah, cheese and beans probably.
It is getting to me. I was at Walmart the other day with my beloved mother, and she's just so great.
Not with your mother, with my
mother. Matthew was there too. Crazy. No, but
we go on Walmart dates, me and your mom.
I'll bring up, that's great. I'll bring up something similar to this in a later segment, but we were looking through some of the canned food options, because if you didn't know, Bush's baked beans often come in a can.
Proud sponsor of the show.
And boy, do I need those. So we were, you know, doing some strolling, and we found this product from Bush's as well called Beanie Weenies.
Halloween Beanie Weenies.
which is like beans.
Talk about advertisement.
which is baked beans and like cut up hot dogs, you know?
Yeah, Beanie Weenies.
And I just personally, I had never heard the term Beanie Weenies before. And now it is my favorite thing. And I'm probably going to put it on a t-shirt or something. I don't know.
That doesn't sound good, though.
Unfortunately, I did not purchase the Beanie Weenies.
Speaking of,
I'm not able to comment on that at the moment.
Grandmas and weenies. My grandma.
Two things that go great together.
They do. My grandma, when I was little, had this. Like these little cans of hot dogs that they came in a can. You know what I'm talking about?
Like Vienna sausages?
Maybe. I don't know what it's called.
Because
but probably.
If so.
The Vienna weenies.
my grandpa, you know, Fredward.
Fredward, yeah.
That we were talking about off air. Huge Vienna sausage fan.
Yeah, so it must be like an old people thing.
Oh, definitely. Just have 100%. Yeah.
So, yeah. Told you. Grandparents, beanie weenies.
Beanie weenies. If we say it enough, Matthew might just make it the title of the episode. Let's go.
We'll see.
But anyway,
the title episodes are mostly a team decision. There has been some in the past where I'm like, this is it.
You already know what I'm advocating for.
At least
up until this point in the episode. There might be something later.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we're pretty funny, if I do
you know,
say so myself.
We are so funny. You know, it's a good episode when there's lots of episode titles to pick from. So stay tuned. If this is the only one, then this is going to be a terrible episode.
lots of good content. My,
not yet. I'm almost done. Sorry. Went to a couple ponds just around like the area. while we were down there. And a lot of duck feeding, you know?
Yeah.
With some bread. Those are really fun.
Fun time.
Feeding ducks are fun.
Hey, man. Ducks,
that's my,
ducks need phrase. To eat to live.
The ducks need to eat.
Pretty sure.
Yep. And I think, try and think. I have something else I want to share, but I'm going to save it for later on another segment here on the show. So stay tuned for that.
Foreshadowing.
But yeah, that was my week. How was your week, Tayson?
Thank you so much for asking. My week.
Don't worry, I won't forget it.
Cannot complain. I've tried, but no one will listen to me. man, let me tell you, I've been happier than a tick on a big fat doggy. I've just been thriving, really, living my best life. And
what else is happy? You know, keep giving me some more choices.
I'm gonna come clean here. These are not my original takes here.
Oh yeah.
I did look up some creative ways to answer those silly questions.
Scarymommies.com.
Those silly questions that you always get asked. And those were just two of them. But let me tell you, was there a plethora of great options? And those were just the two that really stuck out to me.
I'm happier than a grandpa with his weenies.
Yeah.
Canned weenies
with his beanie weenies
with his beanie weenies.
I'm gonna see. I'm just gonna pull it up right now because I don't have anything else to do.
We've had some great phrases on the show. So
okay, these are labeled as funny responses to "How are you?"
Okay.
Number one, somewhere between better and best. Wow,
that's stupid.
We love a small brag.
Somewhere between super rich and just kind of rich.
my favorite one that I would, if we were on YouTube, I would definitely carry out this one, but I'm at kind of a disadvantage here. And it's, if I had a tail, I would wag it. And then in parentheses, it says, wiggle your hips.
It's more of a visual.
So yeah, it's definitely.
That's kind of weird. I don't want any human to do that.
And then we have the next one is like, oh, stop it, you know, as in like, you know, I'm just so flattered that you would care to ask, like I'm some sort of important person. After that we have the always reliable I love you.
How are you? I love you. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do when I meet someone.
See, but what if that's how I am though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if that's just how I'm feeling?
Hey Jason, how's your day going?
Bro, I love you.
Imagine using that like on a first date or something.
Oh, for sure, definitely.
So how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'll tell you, like after you get married, you know what I'm saying? Every morning.
Yeah. Oh man, how you that's doing? Funny. What
or website like, is this? Or just like to the homies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey man, kiss the homies goodnight. They'll love mm-hmm. you.
This is actually coming courtesy
scarydaddies.com
of stylecraze.com. So shout out to Style Craze. Not a sponsor, but you could be. and then the next one is a little snarky, I must admit.
Oh, snarks.
So it's like, how are you? And then in response, you'd say, at minding my own business? So much better than most people.
That's wow. Rude.
As in, like, why are you even asking? Yeah. No, that's a little... Not really.
Let's not use that. I like that. I love you. I love you better than that one.
Oh, definitely gonna use that one.
How are you better than you are, idiot?
The next one is wondering how you are, which is very thoughtful, very considerate.
Well, you gotta answer their question first.
In drastic contrast to
that is true.
The previous one, but yeah,
because that's how in Chinese you reply, right? You go ni hao, and then you're like, oh well, hen hao, and then you're like nina. Mm-hmm. The Nina. Mm-hmm.
How are you? The Nina is the most
important
part. Don't
forget the Ninas.
The next
shout
one.
Shout out for me to remember that, bro.
Yeah, you shout out. Actually, that is a deep cut. This next one is the 10th. I don't want to go through all of them.
That's
so,
okay.
So we skip we'll around. But I'm saying like I'll say the first 10. So this is the 10th one. So effectively the last one, unless we're loving this so much, I can keep going. But
I don't think any of us are.
The 10th one is physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, socioeconomically. I'm not sure what you mean.
Let's talk about your finances really fast.
Yeah, let's
do it.
This next one is funny because I said I'm gonna be done and I'm still going. It's things could be worse. I could be you, and then in parentheses, it says 4 siblings with a little winky face. So next time you want to burn your siblings, not sure my siblings even really ever ask how I'm doing. So that's a good opportunistic thing for me there. But hey, you know what I'm
wasted
saying?
Potential.
Some people are more considerate than others. That's all. I mean, we don't have to sit here and roast people. It's all good. Anyways, Matthew, how are you?
I love you, Tasty. That's my favorite one.
Love it, bro.
How are you? Well, do you want to talk about my finances or my spiritual, my mental health right now? Or do you want to talk about my wart on my big toe that's having some problems? My allergies?
My beanie weenies? This is going to seem a little, I don't want to seem insensitive. I'm someone who does not struggle with allergies. I have never in my life been affected by allergies. I am pretty, you know, grateful for that. Yay the day coming up soon here. I'm asking just kind of as an open question here. Feel free to take it on if you feel that you can do it justice, but okay. Feel no pressure. When you are experiencing quote unquote allergies, what is like, why is that like the most like just painstaking, like obnoxious, like most discomforting thing, like basically of your life? You know what I mean? Or as maybe some people have made it seem to me, maybe, you know, that could definitely be a little bit, you know, hyperbolic, but, you know,
good word.
Thank you. Stole that one from good song out there somewhere that we're not going to get into. But just, you know, if you feel, you know,
well,
obligated.
I don't have allergies. Man, I keep hold on. Let me say it again. Okay. Allergies.
Yeah.
Why was I putting an extra R in there?
I don't know, man.
Man.
There are not two. Anyways, do you have allergies, which is the noise that people be making when they have allergies.
I don't have them.
Being someone that also does not struggle with it, do you
do you still potentially feel like you have some sort of insight here? Like maybe you, because I feel bad in a way that I'm just so like impervious to the people around me that are always like, you know, allergies.
They do, yeah.
with the whole like not being able to smell thing.
I was gonna bring that up.
last night I did have kind of a fit about it where I was like, dang, bro, like if I could just smell for like just like a day, just an hour, literally 20 minutes, I feel like that would be like the greatest thing in my life.
Well, you have to get like the best senses on earth.
Yeah, but I quickly got over it and I realized that I'm fine. But anyway, like really,
Jeremy Evans told you that.
I'm changing my life. Seriously. Yeah. Shout out to Jeremy Evans, man. What a guy. Local legend. But yeah, you know, what was I saying? Just kind of like wondering from an outsider's perspective, just like, what is that like? So, I mean, I guess if you want to chime in here, maybe not necessarily like give me all my answers, but just like, you know, maybe if you have, you know, some common curiosities here.
I mean, we might have to like ask Dr. Fauci about this because I mm-hmm. really don't know.
He probably knows a thing or two about allergies.
Yeah.
He probably invented them.
Sorry, I'm no help to your questions.
Just kidding, right now, but because that's not what Dr. Fauci does. He doesn't create problems. Anyways, quick transition here. Sometimes you get in these situations, whether it's
was that all that happened?
Moral of the story, my week was good.
Okay.
That really just turned into nothing. I dyed my hair
back to
it's purple, but it is such a dark purple because I didn't want to bleach my hair again because that's just not really always a fun time.
Yeah.
Quite damaging. So I was like, hey, you know, I just want to go throw some stuff over top of the red, which subsequently had become orange. And I was like, hey, you know, I just want to do this. And, you know, after seeking some advice, I'd come to the conclusion that it was best to go as dark as possible. And I was like, I'm okay with that as long as it can still technically be purple. And so that is what happened. From a distance, definitely probably looks a lot more black than it does purple.
Yeah, but even like right now, it looks black.
Yeah, I mean, today's a hot day.
Today's a hot day.
But, I mean,
oh, okay.
It's in there.
I guess the shadows of the hat makes it a little bit
more. Yeah. But did that, and this is where I'm at. You know, previously, it's kind of funny because it's not funny, but but I had like the whole like
I love when you just catch something.
It's not though.
Like, sorry to cut you off, but I totally mean to cut you off. No, it's okay.
Like
it's kind of funny. It's not that funny.
You guys, this is so funny. Like I remember saying that. I think it was in the Isaac episode where I was like it's actually really funny, and then I was like, it's actually not funny at all. Like, yeah, no, it's not. But no, I had like the whole like around graduate. Talk about words allergies. Are hard to say. Graduation.
Graduation. I just start pronouncing all the words wrong on this podcast.
Milan.
Milan.
I remember. Let's get into some movie talk in a second here because I want to. But anyways,
movie
around,
talk in the
rain around grad. I can't say
that's
it.
Just say around
when I finished school and there was a ceremony about it. There was a big party because I was done, right? Me and everybody else that was done simultaneously.
Uh-huh.
We all got together. And I can't say that word. Man, anyways, shout out to the... Oh, I can't even say the name of the episode. I can't say it. Not
Graduation Vacation.
Graduation Vacation, parts 1 and 2. Go check those out. But yeah, around that time, I had like the whole... All of that just to say this stupid thing that isn't even funny. I had like the whole like half black, half purple situation going on. And well, I mean, of course, now it's funny. Great. Thank you for the laugh. I feel so supported.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, okay. Thank you. Shout out to our live studio audience.
Of course,
again, you know, the whole delay with having to be in separate rooms or whatever. I was just going to say, now it's like, I'm kind of back to that point where it's like kind of half purple, half black. But
I see it.
Technically, funny joke, Tayson. Anyways,
good job with that one, Tayson.
Let's go ahead and dive right into this movie talk just to get off of whatever track that was.
Movie talk.
Also, I would like to say
on random talk.
I just want to, you know, come clean about this. I
confess your sins.
I would like to apologize to the allergic community. The allergenic
sure
community, people with allergies. I did not mean to sound as insensitive as I probably did, and yeah, shout out to you for toughing that out. I'm sorry that I'm sorry that you know the air, the pollen is giving you such a rough time.
Is that it? Can be pollen, it could be anything, really.
I remember there was,
it's mostly pollen, like trees.
I had a buddy that like
grass
struggled with grass, I had a hard time comprehending that. Also, I was like 7 at the time, so I was like, can't be allergic to grass because it's grass. And you know, back when I also thought plenty of other dumb things. Anyways, this movie talk that I was briefly mentioning, we I don't know, I'm assuming that you were watching this show and that you were so like emotionally inspired by it or whatever.
It was the Jeremy Evans documentary.
You were enjoying it so much that you felt compelled to text me and let me know that it was a really good movie.
I'm making this
inference because I do the same thing where I'll be watching, for example, Moana, and I'll text you and I'll be like, bro, Moana kind of lit. I'm not even kidding. The other night I don't even remember what I was doing, but I at a certain point, I had just like put on the soundtrack and I was like, I'm just going to listen to this. Didn't watch the movie, but just some of those songs, like namely, if I can remember like the correct titles, I think it was like, they're relatively early on in the film, but like, I think it's called Where You Are, maybe Where You Are. Yeah. Something where like that. Also are. So good. Also, How Far I'll Go, obviously that's kind of like the big one of the show here. I remember I don't even remember what episode this was, but we did have that kind of great debate about it where we were like, which one is which or whatever.
Confused about that.
Glad we
we don't totally have to talk about it.
We totally came to a conclusion there.
We did.
But yeah, no, just so great. And Matthew, this movie that you were talking to me about also has a pretty, you know, widely appreciated soundtrack, and that is The Greatest Showman. So if you would like just kind of dive into like what really like was inspiring you to say like, oh man, it's such a great movie.
Well, I think it just like kind of gets you in the feels, you know.
It does, just, actually.
Whew. And it's a great story, great characters,
mm-hmm.
and the actual like film, the filmmaking of it, like the different shots.
Because it's like a movie and stuff. Yeah.
The different types of shots, you know.
Yeah.
Like the editing, you know, because early on he's a kid, and then he looks in his reflection and becomes a man. Just like that's how like
that, you become hey, that's a man. How happen, Go that's look how at your reflection. For me, I don't. Yeah. yeah.
Milan. Biggest look at that one. There's a whole song about it.
Who's that girl I see?
Yeah.
I don't know how that song goes. Anyways.
Just because I've had experience with like editing and stuff, I thought it was really cool. And the music
and reflections,
dude. The music just gets music you going. Music is so good, dude. It's music so, is so good. Good. Oh,
it's man. It's definitely one of those ones for me. And I mean, I'm like this with all movies because I just don't watch movies that often, let alone rewatch. Same. But when I do, you know, come back across old favorites, and I mean, I was talking to you about this the other day about even doing it with some music, just like going and revisiting old albums, just like listening to them top to bottom, just to like experience what, you know, just what it's like as like a piece of art. And I do the same thing with movies where like every once in a while when I do go back to them, and I mean, this has happened with The Greatest Showman a number of times. Like the first time I saw it, like sure, it was like cool or whatever, but it just did not compare to like the second and third and fourth time. Where I was like, I mean, and these are potentially months and months apart. But when I do go back, I'm like, holy cow, so many flavors.
Holy beanie weenie.
It is so good. I think, you know, that's kind of obvious, you know, like you're not always going to be able to fully appreciate everything in its entirety just the first way through because you're trying to pay attention to so many things and trying to grab onto so many things. And you know, once you kind of already have that general understanding for it, it's easier to go in and look at the nitpicky stuff and you know, really appreciate the fine details. But with that being said, great movie, great soundtrack. Just great job, everybody. Good. Really, really, really proud of you guys.
Good job, crew.
for putting that one together.
And that was Movie Talk.
But yeah, I mean, I remember this. We're actually still doing it. I remember that.
This is still Movie Talk.
That is, yeah. That's one of the few movies where I can remember like hearing like songs from it being played like on radio, and I just always thought that was so cool. I was like, man, they really just like made that for a movie, like because like there's, you know, like a lot of artists try really hard to make like a good song that like the radio stations will play, and they and they did not even have that in their mindset when they were like putting this thing together, and it's still, you know, being put out there.
Yeah, me and Tanner, we would shout out Tanner, by the way, hopefully you're doing well. But
he is in the hospital.
As soon as I say that, I'm like, he's not dead. But
no longer with us.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Hey, he's in a better place.
He's in he probably is in a better place.
He might be, man.
Who honestly knows? Sometimes when I didn't have a car. I'm getting to it. Like when sometimes when I didn't have a car and just take me from basketball, we would be blasting Rewrite the Stars.
Oh, in, so in his good. Car,
and we'd just be singing it, and so shout out to that. So great showman, and yeah,
he's a big
dude. He's a big musical man.
like Disney songs are like,
oh yeah,
are like heavy in his just like in his rotation. Well,
remember for my birthday, we went to go play basketball, and he brought a speaker.
I do, yeah.
And his shuffle was like High School Musical songs, and then
it was
Post Malone. It was like Troy Ball into Post Malone, and then back up to Troy Ball, and then it was like, what is going on, Tanner?
So funny.
And then it was like a slow song. Like, what happened to that slow song?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We were playing like Best of Seven Games, and it was a slow song, Clutch Moments. We're like, guys, gotta be. Oh, that was funny. But shout out Tanner.
Great. We should do that. I mean, obviously, Tanner.
Yeah.
not necessarily available to us at the moment, but.
Yeah, we need to go start playing basketball.
We should.
Going bowling again.
Man. Yeah. Anyways, that was Movie Talk. / a little movie bit of music talk. And
isn't there like a radio station that does movie talk?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love movies? These guys. Anyways, I feel like that's something we should do. You know, we should just like, you know, since we're random talk, we should just have like little, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I just mean for the duration of this episode. I'm not saying like from now.
Okay.
Speaking of the phrase "from now on," that's another song from The Greatest Showman.
Dude, that's a great song. It comes at a great point in the movie where.
Oh, so does.
Man, dude, all right, let's move on.
Well, okay. Last thing, because bringing up that song specifically, that's one of those
kind of balancing on a tightrope right now.
That's one of those ones where it's like, you know, that'll like come on in like the car or whatever, and it'll just like take you back to like that time in the movie,
that scene,
and you're just like feeling it. You're just like, man. You go
the resolution.
You go get them, you bunch of freaks in the circus. Yeah, what the heck is that movie about?
But it's just about Zac Efron just singing.
It's about Hugh Jackman. Know, unique people coming together to celebrate their differences and, you know, be good.
That's acceptance. Right.
Man, we all could learn a little something from that show.
Oh yeah.
Anyways.
Something's on my bucket list.
This which is
bucket list talk is
to be in a circus.
How did you know? Just kidding.
You just know no, what it takes, man.
I'm a quiet clown, they call me, so
yep, that would be I'm out there.
Just don't say anything.
I think they call those mimes. Anyways.
Oh. Really?
Oh.
No, I'll be know different. That. One of my bucket list items is to be a part of a movie that changes lives. Like, or just, you know, is more emotional or something. So if that's acting or just being lighting or something,
hey,
I don't know, but
no, definitely.
Anyways, Disney, hit me up. whoever makes those movies. Anyways, do we have something else going on?
I'm going to see, I thought just while we're here,
We have never left.
I'm going to see.
As hard as we try to move on, we just cannot. Okay?
I was telling you about some animated movie that I thought would like kind of be in like our ballpark of like, you know, kind of stuff we like. It's called Ron's Gone Wrong. It's coming out
like I've next never week or heard something. About that until you told me.
Until it, I was so yeah, and I, have no I just. Idea. I had seen like an ad for it pop back up, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go to that.
Did you go? Or are you going?
Well, it hasn't come out yet. Oh, okay. But I think it comes out next Friday. And so I'm saying this now to kind of hold myself accountable. I'm going to go see it and report back and let you know how it goes. See if maybe there's some good tunes.
Good tunes.
I don't know if it's like a musical.
Is it Disney?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Well, I think it's more of like a, like from what I've seen from like the trailers, they give me like very like Big Hero 6 type vibes. And that one wasn't like a musical. I mean, there was music in it, but they weren't like singing. You imagine Baymax.
Baymax has a solo right in the middle of it.
From now on.
Now, when he's dying, you know, when he's in the vortex or whatever, and oh, the hand is reaching and he's singing a song. Wrenching
my heartstrings at the same time.
Yeah. Man, that could be a cool musical.
Man. Yeah.
Anyways, are we done? Or have we parked
the movie? I think we're good. Okay. I think we're good.
Okay.
Shout out to Movie Talk.
Shout out to Movie Talk. We
name our next podcast.
Hopefully we could get a guest on that loves movies and talks about movies. So stay tuned for a potential
Wouldn't
guest.
That be something? Trey Barron coming on the show.
Trey Barron. No, dude, Trey
the Barron. Okay,
we haven't moved on yet. Trey he's just last talking point. Trey hates musicals. So I don't think you've seen The Greatest Showman.
For what reason?
I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't like how they just randomly break out a song, which is kind of weird when you're thinking about it.
Does he like the Disney movies? Like
I don't know.
Like Moana?
I have no idea. We might have to ask him.
We're going to ask him.
Let's just ask him right now.
I'm sprinting to the group chat.
To
ask him. Okay.
You do that.
Like Moana specifically, or is there a better way to broaden that up?
Say, hey, we're just wondering here live on air if you have seen The Greatest Showman and why don't you like musicals or something like that. I don't know. Just write whatever.
But yeah, that is interesting. I guess we'll have to
stay tuned
what that's about. But yeah, I mean it would be cool to kind of talk about movies and some greater depth with maybe someone who is a bit of a connoisseur, maybe.
Yeah.
Find somebody like that, hopefully in the next little while here.
Maybe. Stay tuned.
Yeah. We are kind of coming to a point where I was trying to come up with a new way to say, let's go ahead and transition. But I feel like that's like my
just transition.
That's my iconic phrase at this point. I just gotta keep rolling with it.
Keep going. Here we go.
Let's go ahead and roll right into this next thing. Matthew.
Yes, Jason.
Do you embarrass easily? Like just in general?
Tell me about it. I do.
Sometimes. I would love to, but I don't know if you I mean, well, I can't tell you about it if I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's right. So why do you say that then? What's that phrase?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me about it?
I'll tell you about it.
You're the expert here.
There's this thing that happened over the weekend that was just so embarrassing. Not that embarrassing, but to me it was embarrassing.
But it was enough.
It was enough to be like, I'm not doing that.
To come on the show.
To come on the show and talk about things.
Make a scene.
Yeah. So then I'm like, I wonder what other things I could think of that are embarrassing out in public.
Are we getting into this specific incident or is...
I will get to it. We are starting a second. Okay. Yes. But other things are awkward, you know, in public or like that just are just so embarrassing. Maybe not as big as like peeing your pants in front of like your crush in fifth grade, season 1, episode 1. But maybe like other little things.
That was the entirety of that episode too. That's so
pretty
funny.
Pretty much. So, Jason,
I just want to take this quick moment to get on a soapbox and say, hey, Spotify. When listeners are done listening to the most recent episode of Random Talk, they don't want to go listen to the first one. I understand how that might work. You know, you like go and then you're like restarting. I understand the logic there, but no.
I think I think you were in the middle of it. So then it just started because you weren't finished with it. Is that what Spotify does?
But it did it again. Like, I got that and I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. So I scrolled back to the beginning of the episode. So I was like, not doing that again. And so it would have shown like, you know, 58 minutes left. I mean, I know it's a lot longer than that, but it would have showed like, you know what I'm saying? So like I undid that progress or whatever, and it still happened. So I think that's just what it does. I mean, you guys can chime in and let us know when you're done.
When you're done listening
to the most recent episode, does it take you back to that, or does it just take you to like?
I think here's what I've noticed about mine. I don't know if this is right or not, but if I'm listening to Random Talk going in order from like up one to the highest,
mm-hmm.
it would, after I'm done, it would just start the next one.
Right, but I'm saying when there isn't a next one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say next. If there isn't a next one, then it would go back to the one where I'm in the middle of or haven't quite finished yet.
Oh.
And then if I finish every of them, it just takes you to a random one. I don't know. And maybe it doesn't play it, but let us know.
Because it's our business email. Now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like I can remember it taking me to one that was not the first one.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Anyways,
who knows?
Just listen to all of our episodes.
Yeah, just do it and tell us.
Solve a quick problem. It won't have you jump into any of them if you have listened to all of them. Anyways,
facts.
We could sure use the support, buddy. 5-star review, voice memo. Anyways, let's get back into these embarrassing moments. We don't have a name for the segment, but this is what the segment is.
It's called.
Never mind.
Uh oh, that's kind of awkward. I just made it up on the spot. So
no, that's great. Name of the episode.
So then I asked Tayson, hey Tayson buddy, do you think you have awkward moments in your life, everyday life? Let us know. 5-star review voice memo. So let's get into them. Oh, that's kind of awkward.
Random talk. Yeah, yep. More like random awkward
talk.
Yep. Okay. Talk.
Talk. So, start us off. Do you want to start us off?
Sure. I can
start us
off. Why not? Okay. So my first one.
Do it.
I try not to go too like specific to me here because I wanted people to be able to listen to it and be like, oh yeah, me too.
So relatable.
Quirky. But my first one is when it can happen under a number of circumstances, but basically when like, whether it's like a video or like something starts playing on your volume is up because you forgot to turn it down when you went out into public, and then it just starts blasting. And I mean, it doesn't even, I'm not even saying like it's anything inappropriate, but literally just like any sort of like song or video clip or whatever it is, like it's just going, and you're just
especially on Instagram when the volume's up. And that I didn't even think about that. That's a good one.
I do have a specific story attached to this one. I'll kind of go through it kind of quick because I know we potentially have a lot of these to get through.
That's okay. Please tell a story if you have it.
Okay. We're
discussing here.
I remember when I was in seventh grade. I was listening one of my favorite songs, that literally all time, one of my favorite songs in my life is called "That's My Job" by Conway Twitty. I might have told this story on here before. I'm not quite sure. But maybe you'll remember.
You told the Justin Bieber song.
I get into it. Okay, yeah. Story. But "That's My Job," Conway Twitty. He's an old country guy. Don't know why I resonate with that song so much, but I do. And I mean, I have since I was like a wee lad. I'm talking single digit numbers in age. But anyways, I was listening to it in, you know, some headphones as I'm doing right now. Hey everybody.
Okay.
And you know, I was listening to it in class or whatever, and we, you know, got called down to go to an assembly. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, in the assembly, they're like, hey, you know, no headphones, no phones, whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. So like, I go and I like take my phone and I take like my headphone cord and I like, you know, like wrap it around it so I can just like put it in my backpack and, you know, not have it as like a distraction or whatever. Cause you know, I was a really good student.
You're a good student. You are.
Except for in the classroom. Anyways, which is like the most important part. Anyway, moral of the story. I wrap it up and I'm thinking, okay, good, we're done, whatever. So I go and I put it in my backpack, and all of a sudden we go to like sit down in the assembly and we're like in the auditorium, everybody's just there, and it kind of gets a little quiet, and I just hear like the faintest little boy, because my backpack was like in my lap and my phone's in my backpack. Yeah. So it was like, it was right there. And I just hear him singing. And I was just like, I was looking around. I was like, some loser, some idiot right now is like playing on their phone, about to get in trouble. And then like
Oh man, it was you.
And then I was like, just to check, right? Just to check. I go and I pull my phone out, and I can see. I mean, you know, my cord's wrapped around it, but I can see like through the crevices. Nope.
Through the cracks.
The
zippers.
Yes. Through the cracks. I can see that my phone is indeed playing some music. And since it was like all bunched up really tight, like it was playing out of headphones and it was just getting amplified by being the so sound. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So physics. Anyways. And so
sound physics, yeah.
And I was like, oh shoot, you know, so I get it, and I'm trying to turn it down. But keep in mind, again, for the fourth time, wires are wrapped around it, so I'm like trying to get it. Ooh. I'm just hitting it.
Yeah.
I end up hitting the volume up button instead of the volume down button. So at a certain point, Conway Twitty is going off full blast. I'm like scrambling. I'm like trying to unwrap it so I can get to the right button. And man, let me tell you, the kid next to me did not say anything, but there was a dramatic shift in energy. And eventually I got it situated. Nobody like came over to me and was like, hey buddy, turn that off. Let me just say, incredibly embarrassing time for me.
I mean, it was a loud, was it still in or
out? Yes. They were still plugged in, but they were like wrapped around.
Yeah. So it wasn't so loud, but you still hear them because, you know, full volume up with the headphones, you can still hear them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. Sorry that happened to you.
No, it's okay.
Oh man. I think a quick story about that. I had back in sophomore year, I didn't have like a smartphone yet, so I had like a flip phone,
mm-hmm.
and like I let my brother use it to like go somewhere. So he turned the volume up, or like the buzzer, or like the ringtone up, or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like I never like keep it on, right? Like even my phone now, I don't know why it bugs me to have that little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I keep it silent, and so I just keep looking at it until I get a text, you know. It's like, mm-hmm. Tasting text. No, that was a taste. No. But low battery mode. Okay. So like, and I brought like this old iPhone 5 to like use during class if I needed to like use the internet, because that's the world we live in today, you know. And so I thought that was on.
I was gonna say 2021, give it the times, but the times,
yeah, it was, no, this is
it was 2028, it was still, 2018. It was,
yeah, but like everyone has a smartphone, you know.
But still, yeah.
Yeah. So I was living an old age. But
way back then.
Jeez! And I thought it was the iPhone that was making the, because it was like the
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, this is off. Like I slid the thing down, you know, I even, you know, powered it off and turned it back on. Not that. But it all through like my classes, it kept going off. And it would happen like every 2 minutes. It'd be like, mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't loud. Maybe it was a different sound. It was still annoying, you know? And I'm like, oh, I don't think it's mine. Because, like, first period, I was like, the teacher was like, hey, please, someone, you know, shut off your phone. I'm like, oh, that's not mine. You know, I never do that.
Oh, yeah.
But then it kept following me throughout the day. I'm like, this is bro, mine. I got to do something about it.
It's never you until it's you, bro. Yeah,
exactly. And then it turns out it was me. And then it was just too embarrassing. And then I realized I had to actually like look at the message for it to stop. Then like took out the battery. So because I was like, I don't know how to do it, but yeah, that's my story of the day for that. It's a good one. That was a good one. Yeah. Woo! Really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner came over. We were watching jazz game. My grandparents were also over with my uncle.
Yeah.
And like, did I tell you the story? Actually, yeah. Were you there? Or no,
I wasn't there, but you did tell me about it. Yeah.
So Tanner comes over to watch the jazz game. After the jazz game, you know, we're just talking, you know, my Tanner's just there, which by the way, this could be on the list too, but awkward, like being at someone else's house when family is over, when like their extended family is over. I don't know how Tanner liked that, but I would not be comfortable.
Yeah. Tanner, I got a story about that, buddy.
Yeah. Like
buddy.
After the game is over, he goes on his, you know, phone, you know, just scrolling through Instagram, and then he pulls up like this meme page of some streamer, you know, like playing video games, and he turns up this volume while like my grandparents and my uncle's in the room, and the first thing it says is the F word. It's just full blast F word.
Yeah.
And we all look like, Tanner, what are you doing, bud?
What are you doing? Man,
yeah,
that's so fun.
What a guy.
But yeah, no, tough mix there with the extended family and the whole friends thing. Yeah, phone volume. Definitely
phone volume.
Be sure to monitor that so you don't find yourself in any sticky situations.
That's right.
I kind of feel, I mean, this is, you know, maybe a different segment for a different day, but I kind of feel like a lot of secondhand embarrassment when like somebody else's phone is like ringing or whatever. Well, I mean, when you can tell that they're like, oh gosh, I didn't mean to have that on or whatever. Dang, you know, because I mean, it, you know, it's never you until it's you or whatever. And similarly to your experience, in sophomore year, what a time, shout out to that song, by the way.
It came on yesterday.
I was like, oh yeah, it's good. I like it.
Why are we discussing about that? Was that during the recording or?
Because
like
I just like kept singing it. It was like stuck in my head for some reason. I was just like, what a time. And then I was like, that's got to be a song. And then I wonder,
did we play it last episode or no?
I don't know if we played it, but
we just played it off air.
Listened to it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Probably like a TikTok or something, because that's where I get all my good ideas. Anyways, but yeah, no, in sophomore year, again, what a time. Gosh. I just can't even think about it without like just having a whole factory
reset
here.
We'll play it now.
I did have a smartphone, but I didn't have an iPhone, which is what I have now and what I've been accustomed to for the majority of my life, or the majority of my phone having life, I guess. And let me tell you, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily had like that exact experience where it's like, oh, I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking it's not me when it is me, but just trying to navigate that thing. And like I would definitely have those mishaps where it's like, you know, it's like, oh, get your phone out for the thing or whatever. And I'm just like, bro.
Yeah.
Listen, I wanna participate. I'm trying to, you know, get a good grade here, but oof, man.
This one pretty common, but pretty funny as well. Saying like bye to someone and walking the same direction.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So happened to me the other day, like I was coming out of my mom's room at the school because she teaches there.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the teacher that I aid for is coming down the hallway, and I like turned around and I saw him. So I'm like, hey, like, see you later. See you tomorrow. He's like, all right, see ya. And then I walk, and then we were turning. Now we're on the same like hallway, right? We're going to be walking the same way.
You're parallel at this point.
Yeah. But he's still like, we're not like exactly right next to each other. He's still like 5 feet up behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had enough time to be like, what? But then we like say bye. Then he's kind of speeds up to me. He's walking a little faster than me. We go in the same door, and then I'm like, oh, he's going to turn, because we go to the main office and they go down the hallway to the like the faculty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I go behind the front office desk to like add my hours in for the day or whatever.
Yeah.
He goes right next to me, like next to this binder where I log in my hours. I'm like, oh, out of all the chances, I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to, you know, make it worse and not say anything.
You already said goodbye.
It was awkward. But yeah. Anyways. That's my story with that. I don't know if you have stories. It's just a comedy.
No, definitely.
That's so awkward.
I mean, nothing specifically comes to mind with that one, but I can definitely say that is one of the more, just really, really funny ones.
Awkward, dude.
Similarly to that, I didn't even have this down, but it just kind of reminds me in similarity here. Just like the whole, like, this would happen to me a lot in, just like in school hallways mostly. Where you get that little like, going this way, you're trying to get out of each other's way.
I have that one written down.
The worst, man.
Yeah,
man.
Oh, man.
There was, especially,
and you're just like,
oh exactly.
Like, sorry, and then you kind of like rub their shoulder a little bit, but on accident, you're like, mm-hmm. Didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, and then you just end up apologizing 37 times in the course of 4 seconds.
Throw them across. I'm done. I'm just gonna move on.
Throw them across.
I'll just move.
With like the, you know, the smaller girls that it seems to only ever happen to. I'll probably
run them over.
I probably could, you know, with the whole, but the most recent time I can remember that was indeed in a school hallway with a girl who was much smaller than I. So yeah, everything that we're talking about here. And I was just like, you just like, because like in the moment you're not really
avoid eye contact. You're not
having
all
like, yeah, exactly. You're not having like these well thought out sequences of thoughts where you're like, uh-huh. where you're like, okay, now I'm going to move to. You're just like,
yeah,
you're just going, and you're just yeah, like, oh yeah, god, yeah.
And you're especially moving or whatever. When you're in a hurry,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like, oh,
yeah,
it's like okay.
Well, because then especially after you finally get by after
yeah.
got to do like a spin move or something.
I finally, triple threat, I, Euro exactly, step.
I finally get by and I'm just like, gosh, I'm such an idiot. I should have just. Like,
dang it.
Yeah.
Frick.
Dang.
Man. Anyways, that I think it's your turn now.
Yeah.
Piggyback off of.
My next one is the way I put it down in my notes was laughing at stupid things because I'm stupid, and really to like kind it. Of to kind of hear just like in like not necessarily quiet settings as in like I'm like in a library, but just like when you're maybe like, you know, like
dude, I went to the library today.
Yeah,
so quiet. I know, I talked about it, like we've talked about it on one episode, mm-hmm, yeah. where it's like if I'm the only one in there, I'm still gonna be super quiet because mm-hmm. you just have to be, you know. Anyways, yeah, yeah. continue.
I mean, you're not just gonna go but singing a song or whatever, but yeah, no, I mean it definitely is one of those places where you're like it really lives up to its reputation of like, you know. Yeah, I think I was just gonna say not necessarily like, you know, one of those like actual quiet places, but just like maybe like you're just like watching like TV or whatever, you're just like, you know, like your family's all around, but we're not necessarily like being all loud or whatever, you know, we're just kind of like chilling. And mm-hmm. then I'll just like, whether it's like something stupid on like a commercial or like something pops into my head that I saw earlier, mm-hmm. like whatever the crap it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
just, I'm trying so hard not to bust out laughing.
Oh,
I don't,
man.
Like, I don't want to have to like explain myself. I'm just like, oh gosh. Like, uh-huh. especially because like if it's like a stupid commercial, like some of them, I mean, some of them are funny, but like other ones that like, you just kind of laugh at because they're dumb.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like there's always like one that like I just find inherently really funny, but like nobody else does. Like nobody's laughing, so I don't want to be the guy who's like, ah, that's so funny. You know what I mean? But like in my head, I'm just dying. And, you know, I mean, I find myself really struggling with laughing in not necessarily serious situations, but just like when I maybe, you know, could not be.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so. That's...
Along the same lines there with like jokes and laughing, mm-hmm. I feel like when you like another thing that's awkward is when you like you find a meme or a video that's so funny you have to share it to a group of friends but they don't think it's funny. You're like, mm-hmm. oh well, I guess I just suck at
yeah. No, I did read something because... similar to that when you're like telling a story that you thought was absolutely hilarious and everybody just kind of yeah. looks at you're you like, yeah mm, you're just like cool all right. man. I'm going to go home. But yeah.
Jump off a bridge. Really?
Okay, we are back to you here.
Oh, yeah, it's me. This is just more on, like, your side of things. Maybe not as much as their side of things, but, like, you're scrolling through Instagram, you're, like, refreshing the page, and someone's Instagram story pops up, and you click it, you look at how much time it's been posted.
2 seconds ago.
It's been 2 seconds ago, and you're like, just what if they just posted and just see how many views they had, like, automatically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just so embarrassing. I'm sorry to be, like right yeah. up in your space, but like I don't know,
I'm
just,
sorry bro, it doesn't yeah, tell you until it's just you click awkward. On it like
yeah. I know
no. hey Instagram bro,
yeah, hey Instagram,
put a little should... put a little 2 minutes ago under
yeah,
something
yeah, or put them in order, you know, like this one was posted 16 hours ago and make mm-hmm. a line. I think exactly. we are so smart
like yeah, put the new stuff in the back so we can get the, you know,
exactly
saying?
Get the older stuff
yeah.
in and
first in
yeah.
first out
yeah exactly. Exactly
yeah. My next one is literally just being in people's way. I guess this kind of does relate back
yeah,
to what we were
bit,
talking about earlier, but I honestly mean even like in like a grocery, like if I'm like standing in, you know, some aisle where somebody needs to be or like I'm in front of some or whatever it is, like specifically strangers' ways
and, yeah.
you know, and you're just like, well, oh my gosh, I'm sorry for being here.
Well, and like, and when you're the one or they're in your way and you're trying to get the
yeah,
milk but
the
they're
worst,
standing
bro.
In front of the milk, so you have to like look at the like
I'm just like
chicken
pretending
nuggets.
That I'm
yeah.
like yeah.
You're like, wow, I wonder if these will be good yeah. today.
And
then
it's like,
all right,
let me go check off every other item on my list.
yeah. 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 That's along the lines of that one. is one I've written down, is just like crossing the street and letting the cars let you walk across the street. It's like, yeah, you guys can go. I'll just wait till there's a grade.
I'm not important. Okay.
Because like, yeah, well, sometimes what I do is then I get to like a crosswalk and there's like a line of cars coming. I'm going to walk the other way, even though it's the opposite way I'm going. Mm-hmm. And I'll just turn around, you know?
No, me too. Totally.
I don't want to avoid the awkwardness.
I often, you know, walk to a local basketball court in the mornings. And if I'm lucky enough, I'll go right around like 8 a.m., which is conveniently when the local elementary school, when everybody needs to be there.
Wow.
So much traffic, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a larger school, but still, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And I genuinely, I mean, it's probably like a 10 to 15 minute walk, but just recently, I mean, I honestly took probably about 30 minutes just like going, just purposely, you know, diverting myself from being in people's ways
and yeah, no.
stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah. and there were, I mean, cause I mean, it was early enough where there were like, you know, still kids waiting at like bus stops and everything. And uh-huh. it's like, I'm not trying to go walk by this pile of kids just like staring at me or whatever. So yeah. My next one is, standing.
What?
Sometimes, you know, this occurred to me recently when I was with my sister at Walmart. When I was with my sister at Walmart and we like both had to go to the bathroom. And I mean, just by nature, I'm just, you know, I'm out of there sooner than she is, even if we go in at the same time. I'm sure you can guess why. And so I'm just out there. I'm just like, what do I do? Cause like that Walmart, is kind of, I mean, they're not like necessarily going like, you know, construction or whatever, but they're like, you know, they're moving some stuff around. So there isn't post up necessarily, especially right there where she can still like see me and know that I didn't like die or something. But yeah, it's just so awkward with everybody going around walking and doing their business. And I'm just like standing. I'm just like,
yeah, that is, hey. I feel like
especially being as tall as I am, not to sound stupid, I just feel like a little bit more of like a spectacle in a way where I'm just like, who is this goofy 8'9" elf who's Buddy the freaking elf is here right now and just standing outside of the bathroom like, because I'm not going to go stand right outside the girl's bathroom.
right. Yeah, no.
It's like, you freaking creepo. Like, but I'm not going to go back into the bathroom. Like, anyway.
And then you kind of like go on your phone, but like there's nothing to do on your phone. You're just looking at your home screen.
Nobody's texting me. I don't have any games. Yeah, I'm just like,
I don't have any silly games.
I'm like, wow, this is the coolest wallpaper I've ever seen.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
long lines of that one is when you're in line of something, maybe it's like cashier or like Walmart, and you're checking mm-hmm. something out, your mom's like, oh, I got to go grab the bread really fast. Stay here. And once you're so stressed because your mom better get back there before you start paying because you don't have
any money.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's honestly, I mean, I think I understand that when you have like younger children or whatever, but if you can get to a point where you can trust your child to go find something and bring it back, you should be the one that's staying because you got the money. But hey, you know, whatever.
Oh, man.
It's all good.
Where were we? At Six Flags a couple mm-hmm. of months ago, there's like this huge line of during this restaurant, like in this restaurant, you know? And we're like, how should we eat here? I don't know if we should eat here. Like, let's just have like a couple people save our spots in this line. And then mm-hmm. everyone else can go and ride some rides because it was so long. It was taking forever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm not a big roller coaster guy anyways. I don't like, so I'll
wait got in you.
Line and save this. Yeah, I got you.
What a homie. But you're a hero.
No, Thank you. And then I winded my way down and then it was like two more people before me. And it's been like an hour and 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm texting my dad. I'm like, Dad, get here now.
Help.
Like, we're almost there. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to send more people in front of me because I'm hungry. You know, like
exactly,
I wait in line. I need to eat. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, no, totally.
Awkward times, man. Awkward times.
My next
elevators.
Elevators.
Is really bad.
Yeah.
Elevators. Awkward. Just
anyways, awkward. Just those, just quiet places where you're just with people, but you gotta be quiet. Man. I don't know, but this next one also transpires from a Walmart experience.
Oh man, the Walmart is the awkward place.
Bro, it's just the worst place to be for me, apparently. But
hey, at least you got those beanie weenies, am I right?
Oh yeah, definitely redeems that for me. But recently, so our local Walmart, one that I try not to go to too often anymore, but I used to go there a lot.
I'm not even kidding. Every single human being that Matthew and I went to high school with, they all are employed at that Walmart. And this happened from my perspective, this all happened overnight. They all just were collectively like, hey, let's all go get a job at Walmart. And so every time I'm there, I just like, every register, every lane is being manned by somebody I had, you know, geology with. And, you know, I'm like walking down the aisles and people are, you know, moving boxes. And it's like, oh, I'm pretty sure I, you know, saw you in the bathroom once or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. They're just creeping everywhere. So the thing is just seeing people, you know, out in public.
In public. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, cause I'm not. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's different people, you know, versus like your friends maybe. Cause like, if I saw you at Walmart, I'm not gonna be like, oh gosh, it's that guy or whatever. I mean, maybe depends on the day, but for the most part, like, just, I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, if you were to look at like our graduating, I'm just going to make fun of myself because I can't actually say it.
I make fun of myself.
Like, out of our class of 2021, I guarantee you at least 46% of them work at that Walmart. And I just see them all, all of them.
Oh, man.
And I mean, I was telling you about, I mean, name drop, shout out opportunity here. I was telling you about Lindy, how, you know, that occurrence.
Lindy, shout out.
She works at that Walmart. Like, and I was just like, man.
She did. Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, I saw you one time at Walmart, and all of a sudden you're in my subconscious. Anyways, yeah.
Well, there's a Costa Vida right in that area.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Maybe a, you know, street down or whatever. But everyone works at. So whenever we order, this is also awkward to me, just the ordering food, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why. You know,
especially
from those long lines, perspective, like Subways and Costa Vidas,
and when it's like loud back in the kitchen. And you know that they cannot hear you, but you're not trying to yell. It's tough.
But like we would go to Costa Vida all the time, and I'd just see like, you know, like my classmate. Now I have to order. He has to take my order, and this is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But anyways, I just have one more.
Okay.
That I saved for last year.
Okay.
Is it my turn or is it your turn?
It's yours.
Okay, let's go mine. Do you have, how many more do you have left?
I have just two left, but okay, they're pretty quick.
Let's do those really fast.
Okay, so
rapid fire. That's kind of awkward.
My next one is tripping. Not necessarily tripping and subsequently falling, just literally tripping. Like
tripping.
Like whether you catch yourself or not. Man. I feel like like it's worse if you like if you don't fall. Then it's like, what was the point of tripping? Still walking or whatever. I have a good story for it too.
Okay, you can go okay, first.
I don't remember what grade it was specifically. It was probably eighth grade, I want to say. And it was like a rainy day, you know, so everybody's coming inside, they got water on their shoes, wet shoes. A lot of slick spots, you know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know, not as early / on time as I'd like to be that day. So I'm like kind of, you know, trying to get to where I need to go in a little bit more of a hurry than usual. And I'm going, I'm not really in the best mood, you know, late morning. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just going, I'm just trying to get to class. And I'm walking relatively close to like the lockers that are up on the wall. And so I'm borderline speed walking at this point, and I go and I slip on somebody's wet shoe mark, skid, whatever. And I mean, there's no hope for me at this point. I can't even like try to catch myself. I go and I slip, I bang into the lockers, I fall on the floor, I make the biggest commotion ever. And it's like right at that point where like the late bell hasn't rang, but like the other one did. So like everybody's right there in the hall basically. Uh-huh. And so I go and I fall and I'm like, cause like my natural instinct when anything like that happens, I'm like, get up. Where I'm trying to like spring back up as soon as possible. And ironically, I mean, we've talked about him on the show before. Hayden is right there behind me. Hayden Taylor.
Ciao, Hayden Taylor.
Great nephew. And I get up. He's like, bro, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then I just go and run to class or whatever.
Oh man.
Absolutely one of
one of the most embarrassing points of my life.
I have two stories really fast about this. The first one is, I don't know when it was, maybe junior, I don't know, but in the commons area of the high school, you know, where everyone eats lunch, right?
Of course.
You know, and people are standing in the middle of the hallways, you know, eating lunch and chilling. Mm-hmm. Either way, somebody's going to see you. At least a lot of people are going to see you,
of course.
You're just walking. And there's this tomato just sitting on the ground. Okay? No one eats their tomatoes, right? They just chuck it. You see tomatoes everywhere. But there's this tomato just on the ground.
Everywhere.
And no, seriously, though, like, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I was just going, you know, chilling. You know, trying to find whoever I wanted to sit by that week. Yeah. And I just slipped. And it wasn't like a slip. It was like a split, bro. I did the split. And I went down and I'm like, ah. And I like fell. I tried my hands to catch me, bro. But that like caught under me and I just fell. I'm like, I'm hopeless. So then I have to hurry back up, get back up. And I'm like, don't look around to see if anyone looked at you. That was really embarrassing.
Oh, of course.
But that was the first one. The second in a high school football game where we're 3-0, okay, which never happened before in school history, but we're 3-0.
Literally, probably
and,
never.
Yeah, seriously, it's the first time, our senior year, 3-0. And so it was our first away, or maybe our second away game, but it was away game. We're coming back in the game, you know, we're undefeated, and, you know, we're on the visitor side of the student section, we're cheering.
Feeling yourself.
No, we're pumping, and we're like, you know, we're down, but like there's still a chance. There's that tiny chance that something big can happen. So we're all like, it's miracle time, everyone. Like, get out, get hyped. Like, and you know, it's like late in the fourth quarter, our starting quarterback got injured. And one of my friends, shout out Zach, Tanner comes in. Tanner comes in, starting quarterback, slings 100-yard touchdown. No, but Zach throws this dart right into the end zone, touchdown, and now we're only down by 3 or 5 or something close, you know, one or two possession game, you know?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And so Jackson Ward. But me and Jackson Ward, we kind of like get off of our seats a little bit, like down the bleachers and run across like the middle aisle, but like the front of the bleachers, right? Where like fences. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're running. Like, we're, like, you know, doing some weird celebration across the bleachers. Like, there's, like, the student section, then there's, like, the parents, you know, and the rest of the bleachers.
Yeah.
And I'm bolting it, and then I slip. No. What actually happened was me and Jackson were going up for, like, a shoulder bump or whatever, like, midair. I jump, and I land before he lands, and I slip right under him. And I like slide like 2 feet because it's slippery. And I'm just like, the parents are just staring down at me. But instead of like getting up really fast, I just sit there and I like bang on the bleacher, like, let's go. And I like not be as embarrassed, you know? I mean, I'm like, let's get hyped. I mean, you know?
That's not a bad cover up.
Yeah, I'm there sitting on my bum, just like, this is weird. That's kind of awkward.
I mean, definitely in like, you know, with all those people who, I mean, did you, okay, I do have a question. I asked you this.
We lost the game, by the way.
Yeah, that was the important part. Yeah. Thank you. I asked you this the first time you told a story like this on the show. Shout out to season 1, episode 1. Surf Inspires and Poop and Pants. Go check it out. It is 3 hours long, so enjoy that. You were telling me about a time that you were trying to kill a spider and you ended up slipping in the shower. I'm sure everybody who's listening at this point in the episode has already heard it because you're a diehard. But I asked you and I was like, did you actually make like an audible noise on your way down? And you told me that you had. And when you were telling that story about the tomato or whatever, and you were like, I was like, I just now I had the same thought and I wanted to ask you, did you actually make like an audible like,
No, dude. I could never. Okay. I can't remember, honestly, so I don't want to lie here, but if I were, it would probably be like a, ooh! A little deeper, like, I just mean,
oh, in front of all those people, and that's so funny. Especially because, like, high schoolers are just, by nature, some of the most judgmental people you'll ever meet in your life.
For sure.
I think,
funny times.
Yeah, I was just really, like, man, I was so, like, taken aback by that, like, man, I could...
Yeah, no, I did not make any noise.
Okay,
that would be way more awkward.
Yeah, man.
But do you have anything else
on that? On that, I do have one more, which is really funny. But on a similar note,
this episode's a little longer, guys.
I might have talked about this or something or said something, but I've been making like audible noises as I've been like sitting down and getting up and whatever. And you know, that's like the total cliche, like dad thing or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I'm saying like, you know, I had my movie moment where I looked into a reflection and became a man because all of a sudden I am an adult father and I am grunting all over the place for no reason. Like I, like getting into cars, getting out of cars, sitting down on the couch.
Are you okay, Jason?
I'm just like, ugh, or like something like that, where I'm just like, you know, and just like one of those really like, yeah.
you know, the growls.
Yeah, you know the growls.
You know.
But my last one here before we get into yours is farting. I mean, hey,
I knew you would have that one.
We've talked about a good load of farting here these past couple episodes, but I just really think whether it's farting or tripping or standing, anything that my body does just in public is just the most embarrassing thing. Like, I just hate existing in public. It's so embarrassing. Yeah, that's also on the list, but no. Because sometimes, you know, whether it sneaks up on you or you just, there's nothing you can do even if you see it coming.
Even if you clench them as hard as you can.
Exactly. Sometimes that just makes it worse. I don't know. It just, when it happens, I'm not saying it happens all the time. Like, I'm not just going around pooping in people's faces. But,
oh, gosh.
But when it does happen, boy, is it noticeable to me at least. And it is the worst. I don't know if you can sympathize with that, but
for sure. We've definitely blamed our own gas on someone else
before. for sure.
I mean, remember the rug back in first grade, man. I blamed it on someone and they really themselves. They're like, no, yeah, that wasn't me, that was you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, no,
stop.
stop.
Let's just blame it on the other guy.
Let's just blame it on the teacher.
Gang up on him. Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, especially, you know, similarly, like, you know, going, you know, long car trips with the fam. I mean, definitely more so back in the day. Like, if you can get a silent one out and somebody all of a sudden is like, ooh, what's that? And then, you know, everybody's bickering about who it was or who wasn't.
I mean,
I'm just sitting there quiet. I'm just like, I don't know. I can't smell. Couldn't tell you.
Once you get comfortable with that, I find it more comfortable just let it out in my family.
I think, but like, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to have a good laugh, you know?
Of course. mean, hey, that's what Jeremy Evans says.
Shout out to Grandma. Because that's an all-time story right there.
So really fast, hopefully, you know, sorry, Grandma, for sharing this story here. But
for exposing you.
But my grandparents were watching us, and this was like years ago. Like,
yeah.
When the Wii like first came out or something.
Oh yeah.
And so we were playing Wii bowling, and my grandma, you know, when she goes bowling anyway, she has a very specific like routine: kick out the leg, you know, in the back, you know, have the follow through.
Of course.
And we were playing Wii bowling.
You gotta have a good form.
And my just she was her turn up to go bowling, Wii bowling, you know. And she just goes and right in the middle of her backswing. And she didn't say anything, but we all heard it all laugh. She's a kid. Oh, we think about that story a lot lately.
Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you, Grandma. Grandmas are the best. Grandmas are noises. The best. But
Shout out to BYOG, baby. Bring your own grandma.
Speaking of grandparents, mm-hmm. we were in St. George, right? As I briefly mentioned. And spend time with the same pair of grandparents, and you know they have like a community, was it like clubhouse, is that what it's called, like they go and there's like a swimming pool and stuff.
It's like a country club.
Yeah, kind of.
Shout out to we were talking about this similarly. Shout out to do you remember the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie where
I do remember
where he like went to the Country yeah. Club. Man, shout out to that. Anyways, diarrhea, that's my Olympic that's kid. My that's my only association with country clubs. But yeah, no, anyway.
No, that's exactly what I think of every time I hear country club. Greg, it's so weird how the impact of diarrhea Olympic kid.
Yeah.
That should be it. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so we go, it's like 9:30 at night too. So late, mm-hmm. late night swims at this pool.
Honestly, and so honestly goated. I used to do the same thing with my grandparents. Honestly.
Yeah, well, this time not as goated, because let me tell you. it's like 9:30. My grandpa's like, he's gonna take us because, like, you know, grandma's out, I don't know, playing Wii Bowling maybe. But no, but
she had to go let one out in the back room. Yeah. She'll be out in a minute. Yeah.
But let's see. So grandpa takes us, and there's like the swimming pool that only goes to like 5 feet. So I'm like, ah, dang, I really hoping, you know, it'll be much bigger. Maybe I can hop in. Then there's like two people at the pool when we arrived. There's like mm-hmm. a hot tub, and then like that was like my grandpa's go-to, bro, is the hot tub.
The go-to, right.
So my grandpa
gotta, you know, loosen up these joints.
Exactly. While he's making all the grunt noises, maybe you should try the hot tub,
bro. I need to get in the hot tub quick,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
for well, after not they this, get old.
Not this hot tub, let me tell you. Because then grandpa's in the hot tub, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm really gonna hop in anything right now, like the pool or the hot tub, mm-hmm. because now there's like more people coming. You know, oh, yeah, apparently yeah. late night swims are very famous here.
Oh yeah, totally.
So more people are coming, more families, and like. And more people are hopping in this hot tub, like all the dads, right? So there's like this dad, there's this woman in the hot tub, and there's my grandpa. I'm like, ah, oh. You know, I can hear him. I'm in the opposite side of the pool, like sitting on a chair. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wonder what that conversation is.
Oh, gosh. Because
my grandpa was all these, you know, other people. Mm-hmm. Then this dad pulls up a chair right against the hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, what is he doing? Like, this must be a really cool conversation or an awkward one. Like, and then more and more people start squeezing in the hot tub.
Really? There's
no space in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And we like me and my mom challenged your, my younger
your grandpa's dude, the life of the dude, party right now.
Apparently. But we challenged my younger brother to like, hey, go sit in the middle of the hot tub. Like not even like on like the bench, like sit in the like, middle.
In the dead in middle.
Yeah. And he's like, no, that's way too awkward, but he did it. And that's my awkward story is hot tubs, bro. I don't think I can hop in. If it's just me and people I know, sure. But if it's me and Karen and Dell chatting away,
definitely not. I've been in those. I've been in those similar situations where, like, you know, maybe like you're in the pool or you're hanging out, you don't know what to get in or whatever, and maybe like your parents somewhere in the hot tub, and you're like, oh well, those are my parents. But then there's like other people, and you're like, oh well, those are other people, and yeah, it really, really messes with the mind of a young.
It's awkward, man.
But yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I was really hoping for like a great, you know, end with a bang to your story type of situation. I was really hoping
My bad.
I was really hoping for like a he went to go do it, and then like you'll know, and then like, you know, something crazy happened. You know, I felt like not
I kind of hyped it up too much,
but I was like. He like went in and he like farted or I don't know. They turned off the bubble.
They turned off the bubble. Back on. Hey man.
Yeah. Or he like went and tripped and hit some lady in the face. I don't know.
No, but I just thought it was so awkward. Like I can never like just go in a random hot tub with
people.
So especially old wrinkles and
taking a bath with strangers. No sir. Yeah,
no sir, Bob. Anyways, that's the end of the segment here. Hopefully you enjoyed it.
Hopefully. Matthew, when you talk about getting embarrassed, you know, one thing that we're doing here a lot is we're kind of maybe not necessarily complaining, but we're kind of like, you know, letting out our many elements here. And I think to counteract that, we need to get a little grateful. We need to shine some light on some cool moments, maybe some I don't know what the opposite of embarrassing is, but whatever that is, those type of situations, or even not even moments, but just things. Ladies and gentlemen, people, it is time for the yay of the day. And as I was, you know, carousing for the ideas in my mind, I was like, you know what,
I don't know why I had this thought, but I was like, I'm going to look up Yay the Day just to see if,
wow,
just to see if it's like a thing, like, okay, somebody, okay, like some website made a list, 31 yays of the day or whatever. And that was not the case.
Oh.
But I did find this one thing that I'm going to try, and I don't want to read like the whole thing, but there is a school district, I want to say, called it's, their website is I want to say Henrico, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but Henrico County Public Schools, I don't know where that is.
Sure.
But they are doing a thing, this was, I want to say this was early last year,
okay,
or not early last year, I'm sorry, like, so okay, so they're doing a thing called Yay the Day, and they were like starting in January, so I'm thinking like in December 2020 or whatever they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. So starting in January of this year, HCPS or.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Employees will be recognized on weekdays as recipients of the school division's Yay of the Day honor. Recipients will be employees who, through actions big or small, sorry, I graduation, through actions big or small, are moving HCPS forward in a positive way. Each of the 100 recipients will be recognized by Amy Cashwell, HCPS.
Amy.
I can't say it. HCPS superintendent is what she is. And she said, recognizing our employees and celebrating good work are moments we need to make happen more often, said Cashwell. Our more than 7,000 staff members do amazing things each and every day. This will be one small way to shine a light on their hard work and dedication. So basically, transitioning here into my Yay of the Day is, this is kind of not necessarily, it's not like the most like textbook Yay of the Day type of selection, but I just felt like this was so special because not only is it like basically what we do, just like, it's just really cool to see like two people, or I mean, you know, I guess that's like old school district where a podcast, but just to see like two people like having like a same idea, but not like same ideas and like, what if we put marshmallows in cereal, like,
yeah,
but like, hey, let's, you know, appreciate, you know, some stuff that maybe doesn't get as much appreciation. And just a bonus, it's for like teachers and janitors and people that are working really hard to make a big difference for, you know, like the next generation of children and potentially like your next favorite podcast after this one, because don't go anywhere. But yeah, I just thought that was really cool. I'm trying to find out where this is. It looks like it's Henrico County Public Schools is a school district in Virginia. So shout out to that. But I just think what they're doing over there in Henrico or whatever it is in Virginia is just really cool. So big shout out to you guys. And hopefully cool. They would say the same thing to what we're doing. Obviously we are on a much sillier and smaller scale, but you know, the sentiment is there. And I appreciate that.
My Yay of the Day, Tayson, mm-hmm, has to go to slip-on shoes or like slides or flip-flops, because like if you're going somewhere really fast, really like quick trip, just slide, mm-hmm, them on, slip them on, and they're comfortable. So
definitely,
instead of like getting on socks and getting on tying your shoes and,
yeah,
ugh,
which, hey, for some of us
struggles,
it's a very, yeah, very challenging task. Welcome to the things I can't do segment. Tie, yeah, my shoes. Anyways,
I've been thinking about more of that lately, so I'll have some more things to say.
Stay tuned,
in the future.
Come back next week.
Maybe.
Well, but still, come back next
still,
week.
Still,
anyways.
Come back.
I'm not saying it's going to be there, but yeah. We're going to be there. I tell you that much.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Just for like one episode, can we just get like two other people to do it? And just like,
that would be funny.
Just like a little guest host.
Trey and Isaac, you guys, yeah, want to be guest hosts for an episode?
Man, that'd be sick.
And then we give them, it's kind of like a sub plan, you know, we give them, hey, this is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, we make sure you get the Yay of the Day in there, you know, mm-hmm, and then edit it.
Yeah.
And then put it up and then write it, draw the cover art, description, mm-hmm, post it.
That would actually be really funny.
That would be interesting to see.
That might have to be like a
bonus.
Like a
bonus episode.
49 or something.
Yeah, or remember that. Yeah, maybe.
Or even like a 51.
Yeah, bonus 51.
Shout out to Boban Marjanovic.
Anyways, so you wanna wrap this longer episode up?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much for checking out season 2, episode 40. Count on 40.
Or is it both?
Random Talk. We appreciate you sticking around. This is a bit longer of an episode, as Matthew just said. Usually, you know, we're just scraping by that hour, you know, maybe a minute or two over.
Hour 15 sometimes.
Hey, we appreciate you listening all the way to the end. If you did, be sure to go check us out on Instagram at Random Talk Podcast. Forgot what it was.
Good.
Be sure to follow us on whatever platform you're on, whether that's Spotify. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Go check those videos out there. So good. We like them, at least.
Well, they're actually way better than the audio. Just definitely. Because facial expressions and the moment, the vibes, just, you know.
The
you know
zooms, the vibe. You know what I'm saying?
The zooms.
So good. Yeah. So good. But yeah, no, we appreciate you, as always, for checking us out. If you would like to, go ahead and go in the description of this episode, and after you read a lovely little message from Matthew, go ahead and click a little link that'll take you to a place to drop a voice memo and share us some of your embarrassing moments or some of those, you know, some of the sticky situations you find yourself in. We'd really appreciate that. As always, drop that 5-star review. Anything else just won't do.
Ooh, I like that. Thanks. New rhyme time here.
Freestyle. But yeah, I think that's it. Matthew, do you have something to say?
I do not.
Okay. Well, with all that being said, we love you very much. Thank you for being here. Be nice to people, and we will see you next week.
What a time. What a time. What a time.
What a time. Goodbye, everybody.